The fundraiser is for our friend Ellis, who unfortunately lost his battle with COVID earlier on during the year. Ellis was one of the best friends to us all. He was also a very, very keen cyclist. I stress keen, as he himself would admit he wasn't the best cyclist. So we thought there would be no better way to honour him than to try and complete a challenge within his name. And the challenge that we decided upon was to cycle from John O'Groats to Land's End,
Wow,
sticking with the cycling theme.
fantastic. And
Fantastic. And
who's actually
who's
doing
actually
it?
doing it? So 13 of his friends from school and friends that we sort of made later on as we were growing up. So we've all decided to club together and cycle the length of the country.
When are you
When
going to be
are you
doing
going to be
this, and
doing
how
this,
long
and
do you
how long
think
do you
it'll
think it'll
take?
take? So we are starting the trip on the 2nd of August, and we are planning for 10 days cycling. So the quick math works out that we're cycling about 95 and a half miles a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's quite a
It's quite a
challenge. You're
challenge.
having
You're
to
having to
prepare for
prepare
it.
for it. Yeah, so we're deep into training now. I think everybody's dusted off their lycra and we're full into it now. We're going full swing. We've just done less than a month to go. We're all getting our ideas together and we're going out on longer cycles. I few of us have cycled over 100 miles, which when you do that, you're cycling out cycling for 7.5 hours, which is a long old chunk of the day.
And in
And in
terms of,
terms of,
what you're
what
doing
you're
it
doing
for, in
it for
terms
in
of the
terms of the
sponsorship, could you
sponsorship,
just
could you
tell us
just tell
about
us
that?
about that? Yeah, so we're doing it for the Leicestershire Hospitals, who took such good care of Ellis during his kidney troubles and his battle with COVID. Ellis had a kidney operation 2 years ago, and because of that, he was on anti-rejection tablets, which obviously put him at greater risk for COVID. So they looked after him expertly then, and then again during his battle with COVID. So we thought we would raise our money for them. You can do it through the Just Giving page.
How's the
How's the
fundraising been going?
fundraising been
I
going?
understand
I
it's been going
understand it's
really
been going
well.
really well. Well, yeah, it's surprised all of us massively. I mean, we sort of started the challenge as just a few guys from Harborough, and it's taken off, and we start set it at 10,000. And it's now we now had to move our target to £20,000, and we're currently sitting £100 shy of 17,000. So it is really just sort of mind blowing,
Wow.
the effect we've had so far.
That's
It's
amazing. And
amazing. And is that
is that sort of a
sort of a
mixture of obviously
mixture of
people
obviously
that
people
knew
that knew
Alice
Alice
as well
as
as
well as
strangers,
strangers,
I
strangers,
think?
I suppose. So when we set the page up, I think within 3 days it had gone through to near 10,000, and it was nice to read back on all the comments that people had put in and people who had donated, and see so many different names from that you recognise from school or various different places around the local villages. And you go, oh God, yeah, obviously we went to school with that person. So it's just so nice to see. I think it was a great testament to Ellis how many people that he had affected throughout his life.
Well, most
Well, most
definitely,
definitely,
it's
it's
fantastic and
fantastic,
so
and
good that
so good that
something
something
good can come out of,
good can
what
come out
was
of,
a
what
real
was
tragedy
real tragedy
for the
for
family and
the
obviously
family, and obviously
all of you that
all of
knew
you that
Ellis.
knew Alice.
Absolutely, yeah. Are
Question
you
is, are
looking
you
forward
looking
to the
forward to the
challenge?
challenge? I am, and I'm not. the same time, because I am, because it's going to be great to get us all together, doing it for this one massive cause, doing this for our friend that we still miss now. And then I'm not, because it's going to be 10 days back to back of 7.5 hours of cycling.
Yes.
But I think I am looking forward to it more than I am not.
Well, that's
Well,
great,
that's
Luke,
great,
and
Luke, and
best of luck
best
with
of
the
luck with the
challenge. I hope it
challenge. I
goes
hope it
really
goes
well
really
and
well,
you
and you
continue to
continue to
raise
raise
loads of
loads
money.
of money. Brilliant, thanks for your time.